This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day, what a great week it is. This is the week of the final presidential debate. It looks like this one will not be canceled. In fact, Joe Biden is, it seems to me, making a mistake in terms of pulling himself off the campaign trail and spending all of his time in debate prep. Of course, he's going to have to be particularly prepared for President Trump hammering him very directly, regardless of what the moderator does or says or questions about the New York Post stories about Biden benefiting illegitimately from money paid to his son Hunter in order to bend U.S. foreign policy. Yes, that will almost surely come up on Thursday night. Meanwhile, both sides are protecting, well, basically the end of civilization as we know it, if the other side wins. President Trump is predicting that if Biden wins, it's the end of Christmas. And Elizabeth Warren, trumping him, you'll pardon the expression, saying that if Donald Trump wins, it's the end of all human life, in fact, of all life on this planet. Now, both are ridiculous. I mean, it's absurd. But that's where we are right now. We are 2 weeks and 1 day away from Election Day. About 30 million Americans have already voted. They are waiting in lines. People are reporting everywhere that there is tremendous enthusiasm, tremendous interest in this election. The Washington Post was reporting that for some black Americans, people have waited in line 8, 9, 10 hours waiting in line for early voting. And this apparently likely to lead to a turnout even more enthusiastic, even bigger than the turnout in the black community that favored Barack Obama the first time that he was running. And speaking of Barack Obama, he is hitting the campaign trail. He is going to try to raise the turnout even beyond what it would otherwise be. And President Trump is campaigning vigorously. He's going to speak in Prescott, Arizona coming up. We will go to him live because a lot of what he has been saying on the campaign trail, of course, it ends up, because Biden is not campaigning actively, being a newsworthy, sometimes provocative, sometimes a little bit outrageous. But he is the president of the United States, and he means to continue in that role. There's a report in the New York Times claiming that basically Trump himself is the only one who hasn't given up hope in his campaign. And reporting the president is angry at his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, for the way that he handled the Trump's contraction of the coronavirus. We will get to all of that. There's also this, and this is something that is much to the credit of the Trump administration and to the Attorney General, Bill Barr. Just breaking news, the Washington Post reporting, the United States today unsealed criminal charges against Russian intelligence officers in connection with some of the world's most damaging cyber attacks, including disruption of Ukraine's power grid and releasing a mock ransomware virus, NotPetya, that infected computers globally, causing billions of dollars in damage. And the reason this is important coming before the election is because our intelligence officials have agreed there was Russian interference in 2016, and there is Russian interference this year. And the fact that the Justice Department, run, of course, by Bill Barr, the controversial attorney general, is releasing something like this right before the election, 2 weeks before, I think speaks well to their integrity and their willingness to expose some of these honestly disgusting efforts by the Russians to hurt the world, frankly. The alleged hackers are members of the same military intelligence agency, the GRU, previously charged in connection with efforts to interfere in 2016. And remember, there were some 30 Russians who were indicted by the Mueller investigation. And one of them is one of the same guys who's indicted this time. Now, of course, they can't get hold of them. The indictment is important because it exposes some of their activities. But what would be really important would be getting some cooperation from the Russian government. Yeah, fast chance in exposing and cracking down on some of these agents and some of this interference. The new indictment does not charge these members with U.S. election interference, and officials said that the announcement was not timed to the current political schedule. Yeah, right. It probably had something to do with the current political schedule. No country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously and as irresponsibly as Russia, wantonly causing unprecedented collateral damage to pursue small tactical advantages and to satisfy fits of spite. So said John Demers, who is the assistant attorney general, in announcing the indictment. One of those charged, 29-year-old Anatoly Kovalev, was also indicted in 2018 by then special counsel Robert Mueller as part of an alleged conspiracy to hack American election systems during the 2016 presidential contest. Demers brushed back the suggestion that Monday's indictment might be any kind of message to Russia to not interfere in the current election, saying the announcement was not particularly timed to the political schedule. When the investigation has matured and we're ready, according to the principles of federal prosecution, then we bring the cases, Demers said, declining to discuss in any detail the extent to which Russia is currently targeting the U.S. election. Americans should be confident that a vote cast for the candidate will be counted for that candidate, Demers said. That's important, especially when we have a leading pollster who is predicting a Trump victory. We'll be talking about that with Rich Lowry of National Review coming up. But he is predicting that he sees one state in particular as possibly being stolen by Democrats. Which state and how would that work? We will get to that also on the Michael Medved Show. But first off, the end of human life as we know it. This is clip one, Jeremy. Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigning in a mask, of course, for Joe Biden, had this to say about the dangers lurking ahead. Listen.
We have even less time than we thought. And so what has Donald Trump done for 4 years? He not only hasn't made things better, he has actively made them worse. He withdrew us from the Paris Climate Accord. He's put a coal lobbyist in charge of the Environmental Protection Agency. What could possibly go wrong? He has opened up for offshore drilling, and he has said yes to the oil companies. They can drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Preserve. Donald Trump threatens the existence of human life, of all life on this planet. And on November 3rd, we will hold Donald Trump accountable.
He threatens the existence of all human life. Really? And by the way, he has not opened up the entire Arctic National Wildlife Reserve. It is some section of the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve. By the way, do I think it's a great idea to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve? No, I don't. But at least be honest about it, Senator Warren. And just to put this in context, what she was saying is that with every new report, we hear that we have less time than even expected and things are worse than we even expect. That's simply not true. If you look at the UN numbers that they have provided, they originally were saying that we were facing much more rapid rise of sea levels and much more rapid increase of CO2 in the atmosphere. They're not saying we don't have to worry, but they are extending the timeline much further than it was before. When we come up, coming up, We will talk about President Trump predicting the end of Christmas. Not human life, but Christmas. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Existence of human life, of all life on this planet.
I guess the imminent destruction of all human life on this planet has upset Jeffrey Toobin of CNN, formerly of ABC. I mean, he's been all over. He's just been suspended from his position with The New Yorker. And why? Well, we will get to that. It's a Very strange story, and I'm sure we will hear more about it. It has nothing to do with his politics. Speaking of politics, President Trump is going to be speaking soon in Arizona. We will get to him. He was in Carson City, Nevada, over the weekend, the state capital, and this is clip five, Jeremy, and he warned of the consequences if Joe Biden actually wins this election. Listen.
Under the Biden lockdown, the lights of Reno and Las Vegas were extinguished. Carson City will become a ghost town. If he comes in, Carson City will become a ghost town. And the Christmas season will be canceled. Look, remember I said we're going to bring back Christmas, right? The name? Remember? We brought it back. Remember?
He went on to talk about how he brought back Christmas, and he brought back Christmas because he made it okay for people to say Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. I didn't really notice that Christmas has ever been actually suspended. I mean, there was a war on Christmas, and there were some people who were very opposed to anything that had a religious message on Christmas, but the war on Christmas happened. Christmas won. I mean, Christmas clearly won. The other thing that President Trump needs to keep in mind is this Christmas, I'm 100% certain that Joe Biden will not be president of the United States. Why is that? Because the president of the United States, Christmas season is going to be Donald J. Trump. He doesn't take office. Even if Biden wins, he doesn't take office until January 20th of next year. So Christmas is safe for another year. President Trump also had a controversial moment in a speech that he gave in Muskegon, Michigan. And in Michigan, and he's getting huge enthusiastic crowds everywhere, which is one of the reasons that there is at least one national pollster who says Trump is winning this thing. We will get to that coming up with Rich Lowry, editor of National Review. But in Muskegon, he was talking about the governor of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who was on Biden's shortlist for vice president. She has very high approval ratings right now. But President Trump says she needs to reopen the state, to open the state of Michigan back up. And that's clip six, Jeremy. This is what President Trump said in Michigan.
I mean, what you're doing in Michigan has been amazing. Now, you got to get your governor to open up your state, okay? And get your schools open. Get your schools open. The schools have to be open, right?
Lock them. They're chanting lock her up.
Lock them all up.
Okay, this is not a good look for Trump enthusiasts. I'm sorry, it's not. Coming literally just a few days after there were more than a dozen people indicted facing serious charges, federal charges, reported by Trump's FBI based on a plot that they had to kidnap Governor Whitmer and hold her prisoner and basically put her on trial for treason and then to murder her in some way or another. Having the crowd chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, the timing's not great. And for President Trump to say, lock them all up, and who does he mean? Well, he clearly means Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and I guess Gretchen Whitmer as well. Chances are he will be asked about this at the debate coming up on Thursday night. And if not, I think it's entirely possible that Joe Biden will bring it up. President Trump will be prepared for an answer. He says that he is not preparing for this debate. He doesn't have a lot of time because he's rushing around from one rally to another. I suspect President Trump will be preparing for the debate. Stephen Miller, perhaps his closest advisor, who himself has apparently recovered from the coronavirus, both he and his wife, Katie Miller, who is the chief press aide for Mike Pence, were stricken with COVID-19 and answered prayers for everybody who was praying in their behalf. They are better. But Wall Street Journal reports, and again, this is Wall Street Journal, which is increasingly open in its pro-Trump affiliation as we get close to the campaign. Both candidates are preparing for their second and final head-to-head debate later this week. Stephen Miller, an advisor of President Trump, said on Fox News Sunday that he expected Mr. Trump to avoid interrupting Mr. Biden at Thursday night's debate as often as he did in the last one, partly in the hope that Mr. Biden will stumble on his own when he is not challenged. Is that possible? It's entirely possible. And it may be one of the reasons that they are making, it seems to me, the mistake on the Biden side of things to keep the vice president under wraps during this crucial period right before the big debate and just 2 weeks before the election. The Wall Street Journal reports former President Barack Obama is doing his first in-person event of the fall. That's Wednesday of this week, right before the debate. He's going to Philadelphia, where he will campaign for Mr. Biden. And by the way, they had a big, big rally. It was one of the biggest rallies Hillary had in 2016 in Philadelphia, in Independence Square, right in front of Independence Hall. And they had thousands and thousands of people. They heard Michelle Obama and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. And they ended up losing Pennsylvania. So does Barack Obama's presence mean that it is in the bag for his vice president, Joe Biden? No, not really. And speaking of not really, does a Trump sign, a Trump campaign sign, cause trauma for black people? That's the allegation from an academic complaining to Airbnb. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
He's smart, he's tough, he's sharp.
Michael Medved.
He's not going to allow bad things to continue to happen.
The country in...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
This is not a Russian disinformation campaign. That's what the Director of National Intelligence is saying about Hunter Biden's laptop. DNI John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that despite the insistence of the Democrats, there's no evidence that points to Russia in this case.
The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign.
A federal judge has blocked a move by the Trump administration to trim the number of adults using food stamps. The ruling stops new work requirements that would limit access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, disqualifying nearly 700,000 people from food stamps. In her decision, U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell wrote that the rule's implementation would leave states scrambling and potentially increasing food insecurity for tens of thousands of Americans. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A true leader, my great friend, a tough, brilliant cookie,
Michael Medved.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. The Biden campaign, according to the Wall Street Journal, has begun to try to tamp down speculation that he will easily win the election. In a Saturday memo, Biden campaign manager Jennifer O'Malley Dillon cautioned the loyal troops for Biden's campaign everywhere. The reality is that this race is far closer than some of the punditry we're seeing on Twitter and on TV would suggest. By the way, I think that's true. I think she's right. I think it is far closer. And you take a look at the enthusiasm of the crowds that President Trump attracts. Sure. And concerning those crowds, the Journal writes about what you just heard. At a rally in Muskegon, Michigan on Saturday, the president criticized pandemic-related restrictions that Governor Whitmer has put in place in the state. You've got to get your governor to open up your state, okay, and your schools need to open, the president said. The crowd then began chanting, "Lock her up, lock her up," in reference to the governor. Mr. Trump laughed and responded, "Lock them all up." Governor Whitmer, of course, issued a statement in response, and here's what the Democratic governor said. She said, "This is exactly the rhetoric that has put me, my family, and other government officials' lives in danger while we try to save the lives of our fellow Americans. It needs to stop." Ms. Whitmer wrote on Twitter on Saturday night. And there's a response to that from Lara Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, who was on CNN on Sunday. And she said, the president wasn't doing anything, meaning when he said lock them all up, he said, I don't think he was doing anything at all to provoke people to threaten this woman at all. He was having fun at a Trump rally. Probably better to have a different kind of fun than chanting lock her up. The lock her up thing, particularly given the fact that one of the groups that President Trump needs to do better with is suburban women. And no, never use the term housewives, suburban women. And I'm not sure that talking about bringing attention to plots to murder and to kidnap the governor of Michigan, who is a suburban woman, I'm not sure that's the right way to go. There's also this story from Kansas. And Kansas is one of those states. Trump is well ahead in Kansas. It should be safe for him. There's a Senate race there that is closer than it should be. It should be a Republican Senate seat. But this story out of Kansas is disturbing. Mayor Brandon Whipple of Wichita, Kansas, he's a Democrat, says he often gets goofy threats, like the time someone said they wanted to attack him with a Goodyear blimp. But those threats took a serious turn on Friday after someone reported to the police that they had received text messages threatening to kidnap and kill Mayor Whipple. Although the messages weren't sent directly to Mr. Whipple, he said a detective from the police department read them to him. The messages contained a very descriptive plan of execution, including locating the mayor, slitting his throat, hanging him, and then turning him into fertilizer. Mr. Whipple reported those plans on Saturday. Mr. Whipple said the man sent the message to a third party. The messages described the mayor using a code name, asked for his address, and also mentioned opposition to masks and coronavirus mitigation policies. What kind of person thinks about assassination as a response to masks? You may find masks obnoxious, but slitting somebody's throat and turning him into fertilizer? The mayor pushed in July to pass a mask mandate in Wichita. This isn't someone who is just kind of angry, Mr. Whipple pointed out. This sounded like it was thought out in the text messages that were read to me. On Friday, the Wichita Police Department said in a news release that one Meredith Doughty, who's 59, was arrested on a charge of criminal threat in connection with threatening statements directed at Mr. Whipple. The sad part is the Wichita Eagle reported that Mr. Doughty, the accused, is a retired Wichita City firefighter who was once honored by the city council for helping save the life of a police officer who had been shot. In the it's the latest of a series of threats made this month against government officials, and then it goes through the others made against Governor Northam of Virginia. Okay, a pandemic is horrible. And the disruption in all of our lives, the disruption in our economy, the death total, which continues to rise, it's all horrible. But the resistance to social distancing, to masks, to reasonable precautions. There's a big story about a wedding that was scheduled for Brooklyn, New York. And it was scheduled for the Hasidic group known as Satmar. And they were expecting like 10,000 people. And the authorities in New York said, no, you can't right now when we are all facing a second or maybe call it a third wave. New York has not been particularly hit by this one. It's been largely the Midwest, places like Wisconsin. But you can't do a wedding with 10,000 people. And you know what? very much to their credit, the authorities in this Hasidic movement said, okay, we'll work with the authorities. We're not going to try to draw 10,000 people there. And it seems to me that is important. And it's especially important at a time when, again, this is not just an American problem. It is a worldwide problem. Summer did not extinguish the virus, as many people had predicted. And with fall has come another dangerous, uncontrolled surge of infections that in parts of the world is the worst of the pandemic so far, particularly in the Czech Republic. Coming up, we'll talk about this, because the European situation is awful. The situation in the Midwest in the United States and some states in the West is frightening. In Europe, cases are rising and hospitalizations are up. Britain is imposing new restrictions, and France has placed cities on maximum alert, ordering many to close all bars, gyms, and sports centers. Germany and Italy set records for the most new daily cases. And leaders in the Czech Republic described their health care system as in danger of total collapse, as hospitals are overwhelmed and more deaths are occurring than at any time in the pandemic. The virus has taken different paths through the countries as leaders have tried to tamp down the spread with a range of restrictions. Coming up, we will get to without restriction, President Trump speaking live in Prescott, Arizona. What does he have to say in one of the most crucial swing states of this election cycle? It could decide the entire election, the state of Arizona. How? Why? We'll talk about it and more coming up.
Michael, I disagree with you 90%, but I never miss your show.
I agree with you about 99% of the time.
The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, Arizona, like many other states across the country, is close, close, close. It's within the margin of error. According to the Real Clear Politics average, Joe Biden is ahead. President Trump carried the state last time by 4 points. Biden, this time, according to the average of polling, is 3.1 points ahead. But there's 2 weeks left, and the president has drawn a huge crowd to Prescott, Arizona, which is in one of the most conservative portions of the state, in Yucaipa County. And here is the President of the United States speaking to that adoring crowd live.
And states, but if they weren't talking, because they don't want it to be, you know, they don't want it to be successful. I really mean it. But ultimately, it's going to all come together because it was coming together, and then we got hit by the China plague. We were going to all be well unified. People were calling me that you would have never expected. It was coming together because of success. And then we got hit by the plague. We closed up, which we did a great thing. We saved 2 million lives or more. 2 million lives. We did a great job. We never got credit for it. We helped all of the states and the governors. Some did a good job. Some did a horrible job. I'll tell you who they are one day. Do I have the all-time great book? I have the real book, right? But like a lot of these other people, I don't like writing books while I'm running. I don't like writing books while we're in office because you don't do that. Normal life will rapidly return. That's what we want. Normal. Go take us back, 7. And next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country. That's what's going to happen. And we're going to cut your taxes. This guy's going to raise your taxes by 4 times. Think of it. And now he's saying, well, maybe I won't take away the tax cuts. Because he said, we're going to end the Trump tax cuts. They said, well, it's going to ultimately be $8,000 a family. He said, well, maybe we won't end them. That doesn't sound so good. He has, look, he's gonzo, folks. He's gone. He has no idea. And the people that are running that party are radical, far-left maniacs. And you can't let this. This is the most important election in the history of our country. This is an election that's a choice between a Trump recovery at the highest end or a Biden depression. You're going to have, with what he's going to do with regulations, what he's going to do with taxes, every company that came in from Europe, from Asia, every company is going to leave as soon as I'll tell you what, even the thought of it. As an example, Foxconn. Foxconn in Wisconsin, incredible company. It makes a lot of the Apple equipment stuff, right? The phones, the iPhones, the iPads. Incredible company. They don't like the Democrat governor. They don't want to spend the money. They want to come in and spend a lot of money. They don't like the possibility that a sleepy Joe could get in. They don't want to invest billions of dollars in having those policies. So they pull back. If Trump gets in, they will spend billions and billions and billions, not your state, but Wisconsin, probably your state too, billions of dollars. But we speak to them. They're unhappy when they see this Democrat kind of leadership, or even the chance that it is. So wait till you see what Foxconn does in Wisconsin, okay? Different place, but wait till you see. If we win, they will make an investment the likes of which our country has rarely seen before. But this is all a choice between getting a safe vaccine or really a lockdown. You know, Biden wants to lock it down. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci. And don't forget, Dr. Fauci, what he said is, no, no, don't close it to China. I said, I'm sorry, doctor, you're a wonderful man. And he is a nice man. You're a wonderful man. I'm closing it. I saved thousands of lives. He admitted that 2 months later. 2 months later. And Dr. Fauci said, don't put on masks. Don't put, you see the thing. And now he says, put on masks. And they say, you know, he's a wonderful guy. And he is a wonderful guy. I like him. He just happens to have a very bad arm. He has a bad arm, but he's a good guy. He's a good guy. A lot of our people don't like him. I like him. You have to understand him. He's a promoter. What kind of thing? And it's a choice between the American dream or a totally socialist nightmare. That's what you'll have. You'll be a socialist country. And I said, our country will never be a socialist country. We're not going to let it happen. It'll be destroyed. Joe Biden has made a corrupt bargain. By the way, he's made many corrupt bargains, if you've been reading. You know, he's all shut down again. Can you believe it? He's going lid. You know what lid means? Lid means a politician goes into, I guess, a garbage can or something. With the lid. They put the lid on it, right? I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's something else that sounds... No, there's an expression that kept saying, sir, the vice president, Pence, is working his ass off all the time. He's all over the place. He's great. Did he do a good job against Kamala? If that were a fight, they would have stopped it. Now, Pence is great. But they put the lid on it. So every day you wake up, where's Biden today? Sir, he's littered out. He's littered out. What does that mean? That means he's going to stay in the basement all day. But I think today he's staying in the basement to talk to his lawyers. They caught him cold. They caught him cold.
I am sure that Vice President lock him up.
I'll tell you something, and I mean this. So he is lucky that we have in our country, and they don't appreciate, a wonderful human being and the most fair Attorney General of the United States. Because I know people that would have had him locked up 5 weeks ago. Bill Barr is a very nice man and a very fair man, and they have no idea, because somebody else would have taken that thing and all the crap and corruption. He's been a corrupt politician for a long time, this guy. And in many ways, it doesn't make some of us happy, but in many ways, Bill Barr is a wonderful human being and a very fair person. And he's not a person that wants to hurt people. Just remember that. I say it, and I say it once. Just remember it, because I get angry,
okay,
too. But just remember, he's a very fair
Last week,
man.
President Trump was criticizing Bill Barr because he hadn't moved to indict Obama and Hillary and Biden. And in the lock 'em all up sphere. I think it's possible that Christine Welker, who's a fair person, I think she is going to try to ask very tough questions, probably of both candidates, and try to minimize the interruptions and the crosstalk, which the Trump campaign and the White House now and the presence of person of Stephen Miller say they want to avoid as well. Sure. But is it a reasonable question for either Christine Welker or Biden to ask, Mr. President, when crowds chant, lock him up, or lock her up, and you say, lock them all up, when You announced publicly that you want the Attorney General to do indictments before the election, which the Attorney General wisely and appropriately has declined to do, of your political opponents. Do you actually plan to pursue or to press the Justice Department to pursue criminal charges against Vice President Biden if you win, or against Hillary Clinton? This is one of those things that is problematic in our politics. There's a piece that is we'll be talking coming up about a new poll that shows that or a pollster who believes that President Trump is going to win, and he kind of indicates why he believes that. We will get to that story. But also, why is it that as the world's oldest constitutional republic, this is George Will writing in the Washington Post. He writes, "The world's oldest constitutional democracy, the United States, is floundering at the elementary task of managing the mechanics of voting, printing, distributing, and counting ballots. In a presidential election, the date of which has been known, or at least knowable, for 175 years, since Congress in 1845 first designated Election Day as the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November." And he points out the world's oldest political party, the Democratic Party, is having difficulty sounding sincere and unconflicted in affirming the world's oldest political desire, which is for security from violence, particularly that of mobs. The other party that has framed the nation's two-party competition since 1856 has been reduced to hoping that this presidential election will be the third in six elections that the Republican nominee wins while losing, as President Trump certainly will, the popular vote. Is that the best that we can hope for right now? Or are there more reasons for optimism? We'll take a look at those reasons and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
School is back in.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.